This patient has neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, also known as NRDS, okay, or hyaline membrane disease. And this is due to a deficiency of pulmonary surfactant, which is produced by type 2 pneumocytes. And NBME, USMLE, they want you to know that lamellar bodies are specialized organelles within type 2 pneumocytes that produce the pulmonary surfactant. So you also need to be aware of the lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio, also known as the dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio, okay? And this ratio is increased with good fetal lung maturity, okay? In term infants or term neonates. In this case, this girl born at 29 weeks gestation, premature, she would have a decreased lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio or a decreased dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio. So the relative arrows here would be increased sphingomyelin, because that's in the denominator, and we would have a decreased dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine, and we would have increased phosphatidylglycerol. You need to be aware that phosphatidylglycerol is also an important component of surfactant in neonates and is related to fetal lung maturity. So that might be the variable here where you're like, what the fuck? Like, I've never heard of that before. That's okay. You learn something new every day. But that's an important detail to be aware of. You've learned about lamellar bodies. Okay. Once again, they are the organelles in type 2 pneumocytes that produce the surfactant. And now you've learned about phosphatidylglycerol. That's another component of surfactant that's increased with fetal lung maturity. That's it.